This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, and we would be broadcasting from the BBS network, but unfortunately they had some major, very serious problems there because they were part of the Paradise fires, the Southern California fires, and they lost the whole network. And we do have links up. We put links up to our site and over the newsletters as well to help them out. They have a GoFundMe and another I think a PayPal thing if you want to make some donations to help PBS Radio get back on the air. You know, they're doing an amazing service. They have been for a long time, and they've really helped out the community, and it's time for us to help them out too as well. So just go to bbsradio.org, .org, and you'll find, you know, the links there if you want to help BBS get back on its feet. They've got to buy all new equipment. I think they lost everything, and so they've got part of it together, but it's going to take them a while to get the whole studio back together. So anyway, also in the news, I'm going to cover the news at the end of the show because we're going to tie it all in together. I need to talk a little bit about what's happening in the big picture, and then we'll tie the news in how it corresponds with what's happening now, and you can see what's happening now. So basically, tonight's show is going to be like story time. And I got this idea from sitting at the dinner table, and we had a big volunteer group come up here, and they were all working on organizing the ranch and getting it ready for winter and cleaning up. And there's a bunch of kids, and they started asking me questions, and I started answering the questions. And the mothers came on, and they were there too, and they said thank you so much afterwards. They go, I wish this was on the air. I wish this could be shared with other people. And the kids were asking some very tough questions. And so I want to kind of cover that about what happened. And they asked me, one of the questions they asked was, you know, the real history of Earth, you know, the true history of Earth. They asked me about religions. How did religions get started? And they asked me about the nature of God, you know, and they started asking about UFOs and ETs, and it was amazing. And, you know, and there were some serious questions going on because, and I would answer some of their questions with a question. So that would keep them, you know, keep their minds open. And sometimes when they'd challenge something, I'd tell they weren't ready to hear that. I would ask them a question. And it would open the door again. But it was quite an interesting debate, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that. So the first question they asked me about the true history of Earth, and it's something we've never been told, and we'll never understand, you know, what's really going on and what's happening in the big picture of the Earth until we know our ancient history. And so, you know, if you go to, I think it's Michael Cremo's work, and there's some other people's work. There's so many people out there that have done a lot of work on this. We're finding out that, you know, the history we've been told is just not right. You know, it's so far off the bat, so off the mark. So anyway, so basically what happened, and this is in a nutshell. I'm going to really kind of put this out in an outline. You can fill in the dates and the times if you want, but the story is more important. So to realize what we know about, the history we do know about that's found in archaeology, you know, it's found in ancient scrolls, ancient texts, and from a whole myriad of avenues that this information has come out, is that you know, we've been coming and going from Earth for a long time. Michael Tellinger has covered this. A lot of other people have covered all this information. Now, Michael Kremel's work dates humans back to about 600 million years. And we're talking about building ornate jewelry, hammers, you know, like tools, things of that nature. So we're not talking about, you know, a knuckle dragger. We're talking about a modern man. And they're finding very ancient mummies, you know, and they're finding things all around. They find, you know, gold chains in lumps of coal, you know, that are millions of years old. And, you know, this is, if you want to do the research, you can find out about that. So basically, you know, also too, they have, you know, trilobites smashed by boot prints. And so those are the first living little crab-like creatures, you know, that were scurrying around. And, so you look at this and you go, wait a second, you know, how can this trilobite be smashed by a boot print? You know, why do they have human footprints right behind a dinosaur prints? You know, and you see this and you just go, my God, this is like this isn't what we're told. We're told that like 6,000 years ago, you know, some divine being or whatever supreme being decided to create a garden and, you know, blew into some clay and fashioned a couple people. And then they decided to have some kids, and two kids killed each other. And then they went on, one of the kids went on and had a whole bunch of more kids with some other woman, but there were no other women there other than Eve. And, you know, and then they got this snake and an apple. And, you know, we're condemned to eternal sin because, you know, this guy took a bite out of an apple. Anyway, so that just doesn't really work. It doesn't go along with all the archaeological digs and things like that. So what we're looking at, the real history of Earth, is that people have been coming and going to the Earth and colonizing Earth for a very, very long time. And some of the artifacts we have show us that this is going back, you know, over 60 million years. It could have been gone back even further because a lot of our ancestors are now have become molten rock because of the plates, you know, going subduction, one going under the other one, and they've been dispensed with. But a lot of these very ancient civilizations are still here, and there's pyramids below the pyramids, even more ancient pyramids in Mexico. They're finding pyramids beneath the pyramids, and so this has been going on for a long, long, long time. So the Earth has had to start over several times due to major cataclysms. Some were pole shifts, some were great floods, some were volcanic eruptions, some were meteor impacts. A lot of things happen, you know, that massive tidal waves, you know, that took out other previous civilizations and some very advanced civilizations at that. And now they're finding pre-Diluvian civilizations now underneath the Antarctic. And these are the beings, some of the first colonies that came here, you know, a long time ago. But anyway, some of the most ancient beings that came here that we know of were ancient Lyrians. There also were some Andromedans that seem to have come before that. There's not too much known about that. The ancient Lyrians would be what we would call the Anunnaki. They're very tall, very large beings. And when they came here, you know, there's stories, you know, replete throughout all the ancient scriptures about these beings. And they were the gods. They were the bearded gods. And so the first ones came here quite a while ago, and they found what we know of is there was a Denisovian man over in Australia. Now, this is all written in the Gosford glyphs. And the ancient history of Earth is there. You know, so... But it has this ship land, and then it shows, you know, genetic material, and then it shows the man, and then it shows how they added their genetics to the Earth man that was developing here naturally, jumped up his genetics, and they started utilizing them for various needs, you know. And they supposedly, according to the ancient Sumerian texts, is that they had a planet, and that planet has a long, long evolutionary cycle or, you know, rotation cycle around the sun. And they have to, every so often, when it gets too close to the sun and does this loop around the sun, they have to change the atmosphere. And they're using aerosol gold and things like that to save their planet. So, you know, there was a, now according to the Sumerian legends, there was an uprising. The Igigi, I guess, were the slaves that were there to mine the gold. They revolted. They said, we're done. So they did some genetic tinkering and created their own miners. And that would be, you know, a portion of us. We have a combination of human genes that was developing here naturally, Denisovian genes, and the genes of the gods, basically. So basically, the aboriginal people are the original people. And this happened minimum of 450,000 years ago. It might have happened even before that. And these are the stories of Enki and Enlil. Enki was the creator god, and he loved his creations and wanted them to continue. And Enlil wanted to destroy the experiment and start over. And he was getting very upset because Enlil continued, Enlil continued to you know, war upon Enki's creations. And he was, would be the, one of the first jealous, wrathful gods. And Enki kept upgrading his creations, and they were getting closer and closer to godlike beings. They were humans, which means God-man. So part of them was from the gods, and part of them was from man. So that was where that came about. Now I can already feel it. You know, a lot of fundamentalists or Christians are going, oh, my God, are you saying there is no God, that these are all ETs, and the bearded gods are all ETs? And I'm saying, well, there is a God. And that God created these guys. And these guys are demigods. or I wouldn't say they're demigods. They're just some very advanced beings that came here and passed themselves off as gods. So whenever you have the image of a bearded god, you know, we're talking Egyptian gods, Greek gods, Nordic gods, all these guys, these were all the ancient Lyrians that came here. And so you know, that's basically what that story is about. And they were revered as gods because they were very large beings, very tall beings, very powerful beings, and they had some extreme technology. So I'm going to go further into this. I wanted to tell you some, this same pattern, this archetype is replete throughout all the scriptures. The stories are there. Read Ezekiel in the Bible. There's a shiny disc comes out of the firmament. It has bronze feet like a calf's. It has fire and brimstone coming out from underneath it. When it lands, it sounds like a thousand rushing rivers. And supposedly, after it landed, these cherubim with flashing lights all around them, wheels within wheels, came out of the main craft that landed. And a guy steps out and orders six of his men with their shattering weapons to destroy all men, women, and children of Israel, the city of Israel. So that is one of the stories of a bad encounter. That's the Old Testament. That's where you have the jealous, wrathful God. That's where that originated. And so there is an ancient prophecy that says, there shall come a great one that'll bruise the head of the one who bruised the head of man. And so what they're saying is that there shall come a great one, which was a highly advanced being. And a lot of you know him as Yeshua ben Joseph or Jesus. Jesus means son of Zeus. The Greeks gave him that name. And he was one. He came with 12 grand masters and the wisdom of these 12 grand masters. And he picked his disciples according to the talents of each of these grand masters. And he came and he brought a new covenant. And the new covenant was an all-loving, all-forgiving God. We need to release the past. We need to heal from the Old Testament God and move on, basically. And he also brought a lot of very powerful teachings. And a lot of these teachings actually fit into advanced science when you start figuring them out. But anyway, he's a very advanced being. And so basically what happened, so you've had several colonization attempts like this that have happened. You know, we had a pole shift. Some of these guys are in Antarctica, the very first guys that were coming here. We had the great floods. Atlantis and Lemuria went down, or Mu, and they went down to the misuse of technologies and a war between the two. And so, you know, those are still here. The remnants of them are still here, and we're seeing the remnants of that. But there's stories about the sons of God saw the daughters of man to be fair and took them as wives, and then the next thing you know, you've got another upgrade, you know, so another genetic upgrade. So anyway, these are all true stories, but you have to understand the real history of Earth to understand how these stories fit in and get rid of the superstitious side and look at the facts and, you know, the science behind it. So anyway, now we're going to go further into this. So we've had several pole shifts. You know, the first colonies went down. Atlantis, Lemuria went down. There's all this genetic material brought to the Earth from 12 major star nations. And the Earth was basically colonized, and it was terraformed, you know, using a lot of this plant and animal genetics and human genetics as well. So we're this big mix. But it all began over in Australia, and from there it went to Africa, and from there it went out to the rest of the planet. And people had to keep moving because of natural disasters, ice ages, pole shifts, all these other things that went down. So that's the real ancient history of Earth. And I want to talk to you a little bit about Jesus. And it goes, here we go. Here goes the born again Bible thumping. No, I'm talking about something that you don't know. And what happened was, actually, his soul came in from the plane of bliss, the seventh dimension, which is he's done. You know, he's a golden being of light. You know, he's done everything. Now he's next to the source, the Father, whatever name you want to give it. And so now this guy has a talk with, you know, the big cheese, whatever you want to call him, the supreme intelligence, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness. And he's having a conversation. He decides to come back and help the people of Earth. So they say, how are we going to get this seventh dimensional being into a body down on Earth? We can't put him in a normal body because he's going to fry the synapses of any body we put in. We have to engineer a body. We have to create a vehicle for him to come in. And then all of a sudden you've got Mary. And Mary had very pure genetics, and she had ancient Lyrian genetics. And they go, hey, now we got it. We got what we need. We're going to have to even upgrade that. And so they used the genetics of one you would call Gabriel, which is actually an Andromedan. The archangels are actually Andromedan beings. They're 8 to 10 foot tall beings. They have magnetized light bodies. They're very powerful beings. And there's not just a few of them. There's quite a lot of them. And the Andromedan Council is the highest council that you can go to. There are other beings even beyond that, beyond the seventh. There's 13th dimensional beings now that are making their presence known. But that's another story. But anyway, so you've got this going on. So all of a sudden, they decide, okay, we're going to use Gabriel's genetics, impregnate Mary, and we're going to create this incredible being down here to show people the way, to pull people out of darkness and out of the superstitions of the past. So they did. Now people go, well, that's the Immaculate Conception. Well, when you have understanding of higher science and you realize that water holds DNA and that you can actually project DNA from one being into another, and that DNA will change the form of that other one, we can do it now. We can take a laser, shoot it through a frog egg into a salamander egg, and that salamander will become a frog. And we know how to do that now. Why couldn't they do it in the past? These guys have extreme technology. You know, we can clone someone today. People don't want to talk about that end of it, but it's true. We can clone somebody today. So anyway, they did the DNA upgrade and created this vehicle. And this guy is walking around. He's a head above the crowds. He's very tall. Mary's going, where is my fair-haired boy? Everybody was pretty dark-skinned back then. You know, this guy has red hair. He's very tall, and he stands above the most. And he has these miraculous abilities, and he's totally plugged into the Father, that what he calls God, you know, which would be actually, you know, Yahweh or Yahweh, depends on how you pronounce it. And that would be the group that he worked with, the being on the higher dimension, the seventh dimension that he was working with. So this was known as the all-loving, all-forgiving God. And that was the image that he brought, the new covenant. So there's a lot of theologians and a lot of ministers out there going, you know what, I think we should just ditch the Old Testament. You know, it's a history story, that there was a lot of violence in it, a lot of craziness, a lot of people using God's name in vain and using God to get their own programs done and becoming the go-between between gods and everything else. And he said, let's just take the New Testament and talk about Jesus, you know, so about his teachings, which is a very good idea because they were brilliant. And that is a good idea. Release the past. Let's, you know, become decent human beings in the moment. And I'll make our own personal connection with Source or God or Spirit, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it. Because that was his teachings, you know. And now this is the ultimate blasphemy when you say this, but, you know, these are the words of Jesus where he said, ye are all gods, you know. You're children of the Most High. What happens when the children grow up? What, you know, what happens when you expand in consciousness and become one with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse? You're awake. You're enlightened. And that's what he was. He was enlightened. So they asked me about that. Well, what was his message? And I said his message was in his walk. And so in the beginning, what he said was, I am the Son of Man. He was born of Joseph and Mary. That was his parents, and that was his identity. And when he came in, all of a sudden he goes, wait a second, I'm a messenger. And he was a messenger of God. He was receiving information from the higher dimensions. It was coming through him. He was channeling this information out for everybody in teachings and going to the churches and synagogues and doing his thing. So he just says, I'm a messenger of God. The next thing you know, he says, wait a second, I'm not this body and this personality. I'm a spirit. I'm a spirit that has a body and a personality. And so he says, I came from the source. I came from God. I'm the Son of God. I'm not this personality and this body running around like everybody else in total confusion. You know, I came from somewhere else. My soul came from the source itself. It didn't come from Joseph and Mary or this planet, you know. So he started realizing he was much more. And then later on in his work, he said, Father and I are one. You know, they asked him, when they said, why do you stone me, you know, when I say I'm the Son of God, you know, is it not written in your scriptures, you know, ye are all gods, you know, children of the Most High. So anyway, so he's talking about this. And then in his meditations, he became one with the source, total immersion, became one with the source. He said, the Father and I are one. And that was the process. You start out as your parents, you know, your parents are God to you. And then you start awakening, you start, you know, hearing other messages and feeling, and you start tapping into the higher consciousness and energy. And then the next thing you know it, you start sharing that with others. And then after that, after a while, you keep going in your spiritual progression and you realize that you're a spirit and that you're not just this person out in this body and that it came from the source. And if you continue in your meditations and your practices, you emerge, you become one with the source. Now, is God going to punish you for becoming one with the source? No, I don't think God has an ego, and God is going to be upset by you becoming one with the source or merging in consciousness with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness. So it's like the sun. It shines evenly on everybody. It doesn't judge. It can't judge. It doesn't have an ego. It's beyond that. It's beyond the images of man. And that's why Jesus said, neither do I judge thee, nor does my Father judge thee. Go and sin no more. If you're doing something and you're having consequences, action, reaction, stop doing it. You know, it's that simple. You know, if you go and kill somebody, well, his whole family is going to come after you and probably kill you. You know, so thou shalt not kill is probably a damn good idea. You know, and there's a lot of other things. Don't steal. You know, if you go around stealing from people, they're probably going to come and steal it back or kill you. You know, so I mean, these are basics. You know, these were the basics that were taught back in the day. So we do have to stick to the basics. And I think churches are very good at installing the basics if you have a good minister or whatever. But they really need to get beyond this jealous, wrathful, punishing God, because fear, guilt, and unworthiness, which a lot of churches perpetuate, are actually very low frequency, very, they're almost like browbeating you into submission, you know, when you should be expanding through love, you know, and fear, guilt, and unworthiness actually collapses your consciousness. It's a great control mechanism. Because if you talk about a jealous, wrathful, punishing God, and you're giving people the rule book, if you don't do this or this or this, God is going to punish you, and you're the go-between, you've got control. And we punish ourselves. We keep our own books, you know. And karma's kept within our own soul, you know. So the source is just saying, as you wish, you know. Okay, you're going to do that? There's going to be a reaction. You created both of them. You know, enjoy your experience. So the only real sin is not gaining the wisdom from the experience, because forgiveness is automatic, because you were never judged. That's a hard one to wrap your head around, you know, but we have to forgive ourselves, and it's a good idea to, you know, clean up your act and go and make restitution with others if you've harmed people. So those are the basics. So anyway, so we covered that, and I told people, you know, the with these kids, they asked me, why are there so many Bibles out there? You know, why are there so many books, and everybody's fighting and warring over these books and everything else? And I said, because the bearded gods of old were fighting and warring, and they learned it from their fathers, you know, from their god. And unfortunately, the ancient Lyrians, they got into a lot of, which we'd call the Anunnaki, they were getting into turf wars, and they were having problems within the groups, and there was a total rebellion happening. And one of the sons, Marduk, which everybody's heard about, actually signed a pact with some reptilian beings and some other darker forces for total supremacy over the earth. And that is why we have draconian law, and that's why we have a draconian grid, and why there's so much inhumanity on the planet right now, is because the fallen Anunnaki, these reptilian beings, crazy hybrids, fallen, you know, demonic type energies in the lower fourth dimension, all that has been wreaking havoc. And there's a lot of humans that have been doing sacrifices and ceremonies and initiations to align themselves with these darker forces. So a lot of the, you know, the satanic ritual, child sacrificing and pedophile stuff, all that stuff is all tied into these groups. And they're replete throughout all the institutions, which is a hard one for people to scratch their head around. So this is replete throughout the religious institutions, the business institutions, the political institutions, and it's still going on to this day. That's all about to change, and that's the good news. So people go, if there is this dark side, where's the light side? Well, the earth is like, it's on the outermost corner of the Milky Way. It's out in the boondocks. And there was a lot of cleanup they had to do more on the interior of the galaxy. And that's been done. That cleanup has been done. And now it's moving out in our direction. And so a lot of the people escaping this cleanup, you know, have come to Earth. And this has been going on for a very long time. And so it's almost like, I don't know if it's the final showdown or part of the final showdown, but this is part of it, where the light forces are going to come to terms and come face to face with the dark forces here on Earth. And we have a choice. You know, we can be, you know, with the light forces or the dark forces. You know, you've got the deep state and you've got the white hats going on right now. And you can choose. Are you going to be part of the solution, or are you going to continue and be part of the problem? Are you going to sell your soul for money and wealth and fame, you know, and do these rituals and become part of Hollywood, you know, the music industry, the movie industry? They're all part of this. These cults are replete throughout that system. And that's why they're screaming the loudest, that's why they're freaking out, because they're being exposed right now. And so everything is in reverse. And this next part I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a hard pill to swallow for some people, but it's a pill you're going to have to swallow. And it's called the red pill. And a good friend of mine said that it's about to become a suppository, it's going to happen one way or the other. It's going to happen the easy way or the hard way. But the problem is now that the Earth is moving through a highly energized place in space. We can't continue with this war and againstness and disease and poverty and all these programs that are all part of the dark force. There's so much inhumanity on Earth because there's a major non-human influence. And we have to factor that in if we want to really understand the big picture. So basically that's what's happening. Now, what's happening, there's a huge influx of energy, higher consciousness and energy, what people might call the angelic kingdoms, the ascended masters, the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, who are ancient ancestors, are all returning right now. And it's like the source itself says, okay, clean up time, party's over, daddy's home. You know, that's basically what's going on. And we're going to see this cleanup, everything come to the surface. And everything that's not frequency specific and that's not aligned with universal law is going to come to an end. And because this higher consciousness and energy carries with it universal law. So what is universal law? It's universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for everyone. And, you know, it's unity consciousness. Now, the Mayans talked about this, the ninth wave, which we're in right now. And the ninth wave is unity consciousness, and whatever doesn't resonate with these waves that are becoming exponential in nature is going to have to either transform or you know, find a way out, basically, and collapse. You know, it'll probably be either transformed or taken out altogether. And this includes people's physical bodies, too, which are being challenged, you know, to the nth degree. So this is where all this is coming from. People go, who would do things like chemtrails? You know, who would spray accelerants on fires, which we're seeing right now? Who would do directed energy weapons? You know, who would poison your food with GMOs? Who would create all these pesticides and put fluoride in your water, dumb down everybody? You know, who would create all these massive electronic surveillance programs just for control and domination, you know, of your daily lives? You know, you can go through down the list, you know, your water, your food, your everything's being contaminated. Even the nuclear industries are unnecessary right now, you know, and they need to be taken offline. And we have the technology to do that. Actually, I sat and watched, not just the technology working, but I saw how it works and everything else. And it's up and running. There are plants already running on water. We don't need nuclear facilities. That's a bad joke, a very bad joke. They're ticking time bombs, and they're part of the depopulation program. So we need to get off that. You know, who would make 5G, which when they turned it on in a test program, it killed all the birds? You know, who would create these things? Who would be at war with creation? You know, who would spray massive amounts of aluminum and barium and you know, on the forest and kill the trees, and then the pine beetle comes later because the trees are weak. And because of the aluminum, they can't uptake any nutrients and water into the tree, and they're dying. So, and they go, oh, it's a pine beetle. No, it's not the pine beetle. It's your aerosol spraying. And that's why you're having such amazing forest fires, because they're finding thermite and aluminum in the spraying. So, you know, your trees are coated with aluminum. What is that? What happens when it matches that? It's, you're going to get extreme fires beyond your wildest dreams. So anyway, you take all this into account, and we can't, you know, I know I'm talking about this right now, and I'm giving you a balanced information about the origin, where we're at, how we got here. You're not going to be able to heal this unless you know what is going on and what's happening. And so we can't do a half-truth here. we can't do an affirmation on it and say, God is love, and I'm just going to focus on love, and I'm going to eat my goji berries and do my yoga, and everything's okay. Doesn't work. Sorry, it doesn't work. We need a balanced approach to that. We need to see what needs to be done and do it, you know, and take care of it. And that's why we have the white hats and the other people. Anyway, so I'm going to go further into that now. And there's been a total reversal. People have been so programmed. And I've been watching this. I've been watching these Antifa rallies and all these things. You know, I don't watch TV, but I did pull them up on the computer just to see. I want to hear their side. And they don't have a side. That's the problem. You cannot, they're so programmed. They have no education about the history of Earth or the Democratic Party or the left or the origin. They don't know any of this stuff. And they're running around screaming at the very people trying to solve these problems. And they've actually become a tool for the global elite, and they don't even know it. And so, you know, a good example is Antifa. Antifa is funded by George Soros. Soros is a Nazi. He turned in his own people. And he's funding over 160 other organizations, all to create separation, division, and to destroy countries, where he comes back in and buys everything 10 cents on the dollar. That's what he does. And these caravans, everything, are sponsored by the same group. And guess who's politicians are being sponsored by him, you know. So his same groups are funding the politicians who are going for all this open border, all this other stuff. And, you know, they're funding Black Lives Matter. All lives matter, you know, basically. And you know, if you think this whole nation is racist, you know, you just had a black president for two terms, my God, you know. And so you have a lot of black senators and a lot of out there. There's still some stuff going on that needs to be cleaned up. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but it's very minuscule compared to what is being pushed on you and told. You know, you think about this. If you watch CNN every day, or MSNBC, or any of these things, you watch them every day, what kind of life do they show you? What kind of world do they show you that's going on? Is that really happening in your world? I mean, think about it. I mean, I see these kids, they're all getting along. They're all playing games together, you know, they're on their computers together. They're all, the younger kids are all getting along. And these guys are screaming at them, know your roots, know your this, you know, like, you can't hang around with these two white girls. You know, they're like frothing at the mouth, screaming. I mean, these guys are living in the past. It's old news. You know, let it go. But these other news agencies are pushing this race card. They're pushing the gender card. They're trying to create confusion. They're against this war. That's their whole program. The whole program is the takedown. And you've got to realize that, what's going on. And so now here's the red pill that's going to be really hard to swallow. And I can ask you a few questions. One, why do the mainstream media hate Trump? Think about this. Just let this sink in. Why does the deep state hate Trump? You know, why are they spreading salacious lies, constant race card baiting, constant? They don't know anything about this guy's past, his real past. He keeps that quiet. All the charity he's done, all the people he's helped out one-on-one, he keeps it quiet. He doesn't brag about it and put it all over the mainstream news. He keeps it quiet. And people have an image of him that is the wrong image, basically. I'm not saying he's perfect. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. Basically, but the bottom line is that the Constitution, the Bill of Rights are all divinely inspired documents. They are very close to universal law. They need to be honored, and the freedom needs to come back to the people. The power needs to come back to the people. He's doing it, you know, basically. And he's doing so much more than you can imagine. And guess who they're all hooked into? Who do you think all these major world leaders now that are coming out with all these humanitarian funds, are getting ready to unload all these other things? Guess who's contacting them? The Palladians. You know, so we are having contact with advanced, spiritually and technologically advanced beings, our ancestors. It's part of our evolution. It's part of our destiny. And there is a massive shift going on. And when I see these lamestream news people and the lefts, I'm not political, I'm not left or right. But when I see just be honest with you, most of the leftists, the Democrats and everything else, I see what they're doing. All they do is spread hate and separation and division. And they're doing exactly what the globalists want them to do. And they're trying to destroy the United States because the United States is the last cog in the wheel for total world domination. We aren't going to stand for it. We're a people of freedom. We're not going to allow the global elites to tell us what to do and create some new world religion and just, kill off 80% of us and all these other programs. We're not going for it. But there are a lot of people within the institutions that are going for it, and they are not addressing these issues, and they're part of the deep state, which the deep state is just tied into the Illuminati, basically. So a lot of these Illuminati people are not human. They've already sold their souls. They've done satanic rituals. They've done things. They're not even human anymore. They have the money. They have the fame. They've lost their heart. They've lost their soul. They're just puppets. And we have to recognize that. That's why they behave the way they do. Now, if you were awake, you would see this. If you were spiritually attuned and have developed your self-mastery and your inner sensitivity, you would see who these people are. And I watch these people on the lower levels, the Antifa and all these other groups, and they're spitting so much vile hatred and ignorance. And you can't have a conversation with these people and watch. And as you move up the ladder into the news agencies and everything else, you see all this vitriol hatred and lies and deceptions and screaming and separation and race card and everything else. That's they're all part of that organization, and that organization is going to fold in on itself. And that's what we're doing right now. So it's all about being frequency specific to the planet. Now, if you're going to go up and scream in somebody's face and yell in somebody's face and block them from going where they want to go, eventually you're going to have a problem. And if you get knocked flat on your ass, don't go crying to the cops, because, they're not happy with what's going on either. They're in the middle of this stuff. It's a mess. And so if you go there with that attitude that, one woman said, I'm going to take scalps and I'm going to do this and that, and then tag some guy and gets decked, it's like, what'd you expect? Did you not expect a reaction to your actions? I mean, somebody did not think this through, So anyway, I'm going to go on and on with this, but basically here's the deal. The big question. The big $60 question we have to ask ourselves every day, are you creating heaven on earth? Now, heaven is a state of consciousness. It's a consciousness of love and joy and bliss and service to others, basically. I mean, that's a limitation. But it's always been a state of consciousness. Now, is your religion separating people? Is it creating war and divisions? Is it judging others? Demonizing others, making them heathens and ungodly. Your wars, are they creating wars? Are they making other people barbarians and say because they're a barbarian and they're ungodly and they don't believe in whatever, does that give you a right to totally take them out and take their resources and everything else? Think about it. Really think about it. It's like, you really look at the separation game going on. The separation game between the black man, the red man, the yellow man, the white man, pretty soon we're going to have the blue man and some green men and a few other colors coming in. When are we going to get along? Basically, if you identify with your culture and with your religion and not with your soul, which came from the same source. All of our souls came from the very same source. That's where you're going to get worked and manipulated and used. Now, I'm not saying we have to do away with that. I think we need to honor the ancient histories and traditions, and I love the diversity and everything else. But if we're going to become enlightened, we need to transcend all religious and all cultural boundaries and go beyond that. And that's where enlightenment comes from. And so Ray goes, oh, you're for open borders. You know what? I'm for one planet. Yeah, one unified planet, but not under these Illuminati boys. I want it to be done. You know, I would like to see a council of grandmothers actually from each culture, each planet come together and say, hey, how do we fix this? How do we straighten this out? And then get advice from the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders. There's your solution right there. Are we going to see that eventually? We will see that. There's a lot to get from here to there. You know, I think countries need to get their act together first and then open their borders. But right now there's a lot there's cultural differences in some cases that they just don't get along, you know, and if you flood one culture with another culture, they have different rules and regulations, you know, things happen, you know, and if you have one culture, especially with women who are walking in their power that know their rights and another culture that wants to demonize them and lessen them and treat them like cattle or, you know, it's not going to work out too well. And so if there's not mutual respect it's just not going to work. And so when you flood another country culture with one culture that, and they're two opposing cultures, it's going to be a mess. So anyway, we've got to bring this universal law thing out and align with the soul and realize we're all came from the same source. We're all family. All life came from the same source. And that's when we can clean up the planet. So, again, it goes to universal law, which is universal peace, brothers, sisters, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for everybody. Why don't we have this? Because we have tyrants on this planet. We have interference on this planet. We have non-human beings that care nothing for humanity or the earth or creation or the creator. And we have to realize that. That is the big picture. That's what's going on. The good news is, you know, the ground crew are the white hats and the people that are choosing to align with universal law. And those are the people that are coming in. And believe it or not, a lot of your leaders are involved in that. They see the writing on the wall. They've had apparitions appear to them. They have contact with higher dimensional beings. And they know they have to make this shift. And, you know, Kuan Yin is appearing to people, Buddha is appearing to people, Jesus is appearing to people, and they're saying it's all about love. Let's get our act together, folks. You know, so spiritual and technologically advanced beings are saying, hey, we operate under universal law. There's no need for poverty or lack, and we can clean up the planet. Let's get busy. And that's what's going on. And so you have that coming in, and then you have an extreme resistance to it. And you have a lot of brainwashed people running around out there thinking that they're all for freedom and prosperity and whatever, universal law, but they're acting like tyrants, you know, and they're acting like fascists. And they say they're against Nazism and they're against fascism, and they are the epitome of that. Their leadership comes from a Nazi origin, and they're the biggest fascists on the planet because anytime you try to have a conversation with you, they say a few and call you a bunch of names and you go, I'm just trying to explain something. I'm trying to get your understanding. What do you believe? What do you want? And you sit down, what do you want? You know, and a lot of them, unfortunately, have had a major sense of entitlement, you know, and they've never worked in their lives. They don't respect other people's property or their effort in gaining what they've got. And that's what they want. They want all your hard work and labor and everything else. But, you know, it's all a matter of everybody working together. And you know, there's a long way between here and there. And it's also releasing the past and forgiving and moving to the next level. So, you know, yeah, there's been a lot of, you know, I come from a very diverse background in a way. And, you know, I don't like talking about this because it even upsets a lot of Native Americans. But my great-grandmother was Cherokee. I have her photograph. I've got my cards, you know, and we have a long history of being close to the earth and working in service. And I've had brilliant grandmothers that have very wise grandmothers. And And that's why I always say that's why we need a council of grandmothers, because they don't send their kids to war. They don't destroy the planet. They love their gardens, and they don't want to see their kids being poisoned either. And we need to go back to that consciousness. And so we need to respect, you know, the next, you know, do what you do now is going to affect the next generations, the next seven generations. So we need to start thinking that way. And if we don't, you know, we're going to be toast. We can't continue the way we're going. So there are certain groups that have no respect for creator or creation or you, and they just want to keep the division game going and the separation game going. And they're pitting you against, they're pitting gender against gender, they're pitting race against race, they're creating, you know, all these extreme, you know, the whole Hollywood scene, which is a mess. And, you know, it has nothing to do with universal law. And the more you align yourself with this, and the more you become a part of this, and allow yourself to be subjected to this brainwashing and these belief systems without doing research, the more you're on the wrong side of the fence, and that is going to have consequences in the long run. It's not going to work out too well. You know, because you're not frequency specific to where the earth is evolving to, and that's unstoppable. So we have to get really clear. You know, sit down, take a deep breath, sit down and ask yourself, are you creating heaven on earth? You know, am I focusing on love and joy and bliss and the higher consciousness and energy? Am I anchoring that into the planet? You know, am I educating people to get them past their old programs? And am I taking the veils down so they can see things for how they really are, which is really rough. I had one conversation with a guy, and I told him, I said, you know, who freed the slaves, you know? And they come up with all these stories, and I'm pretty sure Lincoln was a Republican, you know? And I said, who freed the slaves and then gave them equal rights? I'm pretty sure that was a Republican. And who gave women the right to vote, equal rights? I'm pretty sure that was Republicans. And you go through this whole thing, and the Democrats were basically the Confederates. That's the Democrat Party. They were the slave owners of the past, you know. Do your history. And then why are so many people aligned with them when they are the perpetuators of all this nonsense they're having to deal with? The poverty, the grease, the race, you know, nonsense going on, all this stuff. They're the perpetrators of all of that. And we need to look at that. They have a history of that. And so I'm not saying the Republican Party is saints either. They've done some pretty despicable things too. So the way I see it is that, you know, the right wing and the left wing are on the same bird. One bird is a lot muddier. One wing is a lot muddier than the other. And one wing is really holding things down. We're not going to fly until we deal with the mud on the wing. And that is getting brought right at the surface for all of us to see it. So that's a different way of looking at things. But anyway, do your research. You know, look these things up. You know, I've watched people, I can read people, and I've watched these politicians come up there, and I look at what they're really about. I look at what's standing behind them. I look at what they're aligned with, and it's pretty dark, and it's pretty ugly. And I watch their double speak come out of their tongues. I watch them say one thing, and that's all been exposed for people who have ears to hear it, you know. I watch their hidden agendas. You know, I know what their real agenda is, and then I watch them go up and lie. And then I watch them attack the very people that are trying to align themselves with universal law. They're trying to bring the power back to the people. And they attack them, accusing them of what they themselves are doing. And I've never seen anything like it. I've seen this projection and blame, and whatever they project and blame is exactly what they themselves are doing 10 times over. And if you watch that and do your research, you'll see what's really going on, you know, the big picture. So it's not about color, you know, it's not about culture, you know, it's not about this whole political mess. It's all about the character of the individual, basically. That's what it all boils down to. And I think it goes even deeper than that. It all depends on your connection to the source and what you know of the source to be. That's the most important part. And when you're totally connected to the source, you see the creator in all creation. And it doesn't matter what color, what culture you are. You're all sons and daughters of the source of God, whatever name you want to give it. And there are those less fortunate that need help right now, and we need to help them. We don't need to continue suppressing them, which a lot of the tyrants have been doing for a long time. And we need to know who are the oppressors. You know, we need to realize who they are and stop supporting them and stop allowing them to brainwash us. And anyway, we're in a world of opposites right now, and those opposites are being turned around. You look in the past, the Justice Department is the Justice Department. The Department of Defense is the Department of Offense. You know, I can go on. Environmental Protection Agency was a joke. Call them up. Ask them about the chemtrails. Ask them about the fluoride. You know, ask them about all these things being added into the water. You know, all these Sierra clubs and all these other clubs. Go up and ask them about the chemtrails. And when they ask you to donate, just say, okay, I'll donate as soon as I see an article come out about the chemtrails and their effects on the environment. And see what happens. And they'll say, oh, they don't exist. They're not real. That's a conspiracy. And just say, well, look up. Get your test tube out. You know, take in a sample. See what's raining down, you know, in your waters, on your mountains, in your rivers. You know, so basically just let's take these people to task. Just say, okay, you're here to protect the environment. This is what's going on. Something about it. See what happens. Probably nothing, because it's not about protecting the environment. It's all about making money and getting you to donate to their cause. I mean, there are some good people in there, but they're a little naive, and they really don't see the big picture. You know, a lot of things, you know, the Red Cross, all these agencies, you know, the Red Cross has been charged with all kinds of child trafficking. You know, people don't realize the Bushes own it. You know, it's the Clinton Foundation. I mean, look at this stuff going on. They took billions of dollars from Haiti and just left the people starving and homeless there. I can go on and on, all these foundations. You know, if you really want to help these people, go over there. You know, go over there and start, you know, buying them food, buying them supplies, help them rebuild their homes, you know. You know, make sure that, you know, whatever resources you're working on gets in their hand and doesn't go into somebody else's Mercedes payment or their yacht payment or whatever. And, you know, we need to really do the research on how much of your funds actually go to these places. So anyway, we're just seeing this over and over again. And it is all about education. It's all about doing the research. It's all about developing your own inner sensitivity so you can tell who these people are, what their true intentions are. You know, it's all about connecting with your soul, making your own personal connection with Source, and kind of transcending all religious and cultural boundaries, you know, and get beyond that. And also helping those less fortunate, you know, to excel, to reach their highest potential. Because that's what the Earth was originally created. It was created so all life could evolve to its highest potential. It was a grand galactic experiment. And both plants and animals and human genetics came from all over the galaxy. And the Earth is this giant galactic zoo, and it's got more diversity of life than almost anywhere. And it needs to be preserved as such. And it's been hijacked, and it's been infiltrated and hijacked both. And so... You know, we've got to get it back on track. And that's the big reset, is the Earth is going to be reset. We're going to go back on track. It's going to go back to the original intent. And we're all involved in that right now. The ground crew is you. And are you going to align yourself with universal law? Are you going to stop and back up and say, hey, maybe I've been lied to. Maybe I haven't been told the truth for quite a long time. Maybe there's something beyond what I've been told. And recalibrate, you know, readjust your thinking, you know, be open to different ideas. You know, just like all these other groups, I listen to them. I want to hear their story. When I hear their story, what they're doing makes no sense because they're doing exactly opposite of what they want to experience. And they don't even know that they're being used. And the outcome is the opposite of what they would like to see, and they're participating in their own demise, and they're being, you know, unknowing puppets for these other deep state tyranny programs, you know, and the, you know, just as the media and everything else. But, you know, just learn, just back up and forget about the words being said by all these talking heads on the news, and maybe turn down so you can barely hear it and start feeling them. Listen to them. You know, what's their intent? You can feel intent. What is their intent? And there's a lot of them that are so full of piss and vinegar. They're so angry. You know, they hate men. They hate this color. They hate that color. They hate women. They hate, you know, it's like hate, hate, hate. Come on, you know, separation, separation, division, division, cultural division, gender division. Listen to these people. Just tell them to drop it, you know, get a life, move on. You know, it's like they need to. And we really need, again, we need to develop our own inner sensitivity. We need to make our own personal connection with source. We need to know what that source is. And we need to know about the ancient history of Earth. And also, you might want to throw in there, do a little research on the history of each party and their accomplishments and what they did and didn't do in the past. And again, I think eventually the real solution is a council of grandmothers and people that are not aligned with the tyranny, with the tyrants, with the oppressors, with the Illuminati, globalists, the elite, whatever name you want to give them. People that are really here in service mode, and that's what we need to govern the planet and take your power back, you know. So that's basically what we're under. Now, the good news is, again, there's a mass influx of energy, of higher consciousness energy, and within that, the whole world is shifting and changing. We're moving into a highly energized place in space. That's unavoidable. Climate change is real. Global warming, it's not due to CO2. All the planets are heating up. They're all going through atmospheric changes. And yes, it is a good idea to get rid of these gas belching vehicles and coal plants and everything else. We can do it. We have the technology now. We just need to move away the people that are suppressing these technologies and stand up and demand that they come out. We have healing technologies, fuel-less energy technologies, anti-gravity, counter-gravity. We have it all, and there's no reason why this shouldn't be used in, you know, as part of the awakening healing process of humanity, the Earth, part of the restoration of Earth, and part of ending, you know, world hunger, poverty, cleaning up the environment, everything. We have everything we need. We just need to have the leadership to make it happen, and we need to stand up. You know, stand our own divinity and demand, you know, that, you know, these are our divine rights. We have the divine right to live a loving, joyous, abundant life and not taking it from others, but actually creating that and assisting those who are on that path of service, you know, to help us get on that track. And so, in summation, basically, I just want to say, you know, it's not rocket science. You know, are you being kind to each other? Are you being kind to the planet? Are you creating heaven on earth? You know, what's your come from? What's your intent? And have you done your research? Do you really know what's going on? Or do you think you know? But anyway, we're going to end it here. It's James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio. Signing off. Have a great evening. Do a little contemplation. Good night.